Okay, turn your Bible with me to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. This time each year, people do their things, do they not? Cooking turkeys and eating until their buttons on their shirts about to pop, and getting together with a family member who don't want to get together. Or watching football game and yelling at TVs and telling the quarterback what they should do, even though they don't know what to do with it if they are in the football field. And, oh yeah, going to church, do their religious things. But what is missing? What is missing? Giving the Lord a true thanks on this Thanksgiving Day as well as rest of the year. But why? Why do we give thanks to Him? That's why I titled Give Thanks, Give Him Thanks, but why? See, because we have a tendency to have an unthankful heart, ungrateful attitude, and grudging mindset, and more than the heart that filled with a thanksgiving to Him and for Him. We are not told to give thanks to Him because we feel good. If that's the case, majority of the time, we don't give Him anything. But we are told to give Him thanks because He is good. As we just sang, His mercy endures forever and He is good to us. Hopefully, we can learn the good reasons this morning and put them in our heart. I have 5 reasons that we may remember to give Him thanks day in, day out, in spite of what we see, what we face, what we are in. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it is so easy for us wrapped up in the situation or middle of the storm that we forget who we are in Christ Jesus. We are your children, the God of the universe, God of creation. The very God who sent His only begotten Son while we are still sinners, while we are yet your enemies. You extend your grace, you extend the mercy. Let us not forget to give you thanks and give you praise. Not only because you give what you give to us, but also who you are. Our God, our Savior, our Lord, and our Master. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Chapter 100 of verse 1, Psalm 101. A psalm of thanksgiving to make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gate and with thanksgiving and into His court with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. In my opinion, Psalm 100 is one of the best thanksgiving psalms in this book, as well as the entire Bible. It calls us to realize that we belong to our God, the Maker, and praise Him for His goodness, mercy, grace, and kindness, and patience, and love for us. Let's face it, folks, even the will of God is the greatest and brightest and most bountiful things possible ever to conceive, yet some of us talk about the will of God with long sigh, oh well, I suppose it is the will of God. As if God's will is something the most horrible thing we have to endure. And we become such a spiritual whiners. I don't know about you, I am. Me, 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 and have a little violin. I learned it from Jerry Hamby. If I don't say that kind of thing, he feels that he's left out. So I have to say it to you. We become such a spiritual whiners and talk pathetically about the suffering for the will of God. Is the will of God that bad? No. True thankfulness is more than being grateful for what we possess. It is an attitude that permeates our relationship with the Lord so that we may serve Him with the gladness and excitement and joy. Have you ever seen some of your brothers and sisters who... you remember this commercial, Dunkin' Donuts commercial? This guy wake up in the morning dragging his knuckle like, time to make a donut. Sometimes people come to church, is it time to serve God? Come on, give me a break. For Christians, Thanksgiving is not a day. It should be the way of life. If you can find a better way of life, go for it. We were before. Now we know. Once we are blind, now we can see. We were lost. We found it. It is the will of God. Folks, giving Him thanks is the will of God. And from our heart, it should be our will of God as well every day. But there is more. Like an infomercial said, I find the four more reasons. Number two is heavenward reason. Heavenward reason. Psalm 92. Turn to your left. Haven't you seen one of those Ginju knife commercial? That's not the only thing you get. Here's some more. Was it that good? Oh, good. I'm glad you like it. To declare your loving kindness in the morning, your faithfulness every night. It is truly a good thing to give thanks to the Lord because we can first recognize who He is. He is faithful God. He is loving and kind God. Remember we sang Unfailing Love? That's what happened to be one of my favorite songs by Chris Tomlin. So you guys we're gonna sing it quite often. It has such beautiful lyrics. He is unchanging God. He is everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. He is not like a stock market. Have you seen looking at your stock market, the way they change every minute? It goes up and down like a schizophrenic person. You gotta have a lot of nerve to deal with the stock market. When we give thanks to Him, folks, when we give thanks to Him, our hearts and minds are renewed in the knowledge according to the image of Him who creates us. According to the image of Him. Third reason why we should give Him thanks is inward reason. Inward reason. Go to Isaiah 26. Turn to your right. Isaiah 26. Verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. It is good to give thanks to the Lord because it changed us. While we praise him, it changed us. Gratitude promotes the peace in the midst of the storm. Doesn't it? While you give thanks to Him, in the midst of the storm, you get to have peace. The anticipation for what the Lord is going to do can replace anxiety. And worship can replace worry. When we realize how good it is to give thanks, like that old hymn, "Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Do you know the background of that song? Some of you don't know. Or Horatio, what's his last name?
Spafford.
And he was a well-known and a very influential Christian businessman. And he lived in Chicago. And he sent and his wife, three daughters, his wife and his three daughters to England. Of course, that during that time they did not have airplanes, so they had to go to the New York and by boat, by ship. As they were crossing this Atlantic Ocean, the ship sunk. The only person survived out of his family is his wife. And after she arrived in England, she sent a telegram, "All perished." Of course, he stopped everything he was doing and got on the next ship and heading to the place. And as they were heading to England, the captain notified Mr. Stafford, "This is the place where that ship sunk." And threw the bouquet of flowers into the ocean, and the song came to him. Of course, it's just lyric. And that's how this song started, "It is well with my soul." In the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of storm of his life, all three daughters perished. He could still believe in God and still have a peace. Psalm 107, verse 22, please. "Let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." Remember, when they... Old Testament people, they bring a sacrifice to him, they give thanks to him. And just as Old Testament sacrifice were accompanied by the thanksgiving, so we sometimes had to sacrifice something from our lives in order to give thanks. What do we sacrifice? Let's think about a few things. We sacrifice self-trust. Wow, we can do without it, right? How about human reason, which stand against God's reason, and personal expectation? What would it be? In other words, selfishness, personal expectation, disappointment, and even the very pain we have in life. We come to our living God and say thank you in faith. Does it mean that we should be thankful for the pains and sufferings? I do not care for pains and sufferings. If I get owie, I want everybody to know about it. I want the people to pity for me. Daughter, be quiet. Wife, you too. See, it's easy for us to draw the pity from other people. But when we thank him in spite of the storm of our life, in spite of the horrible situation we endure, all of a sudden that peace comes to us. While we give thanks to our God in the midst of our suffering and pain, we get to understand and achieve joy. You know the difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is... you can get a happiness if you get something, right? If you tickle the little child, they laugh and they're happy. It's like you scratch the puppy's tummy and they're happy. But when soon as you stop, the happiness goes away. But joy is different. Joy is abiding in well-being that overrides circumstance because it's rooted in spiritual reality. And some people say, well, the Christians are not in the reality. Yes, we are. Amen. We are very much in reality as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. Amen. Truly, the gratitude to our God can rearrange the interior of our troubled and doubting hearts. Now, let's look at another reason. This is a very, very important backward reason. Backward reason. Luke chapter 17, please. Luke 17. What is the backward reason? We'll find out. Now it happened as he went to the Jerusalem, that is Jesus Christ, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Verse 12, then as he entered a certain village, they met him the 10 men who were lepers, who stood far off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. So it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed and returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the other nine? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Folks, it is truly good to give thanks to the Lord because we recognize the pattern. The pattern of his wonderful work in our lives. Let's admit it, folks. Christian can be quite forgetful. Don't look at me like you never forget anything. How often I come downstairs and I look at my wife and she looked at me like she can't have that look. It's like, you forgot again. So I go back upstairs again. And I'm still standing in front of my desk and looking down and what did I go downstairs? If that's not bad enough, I call Jerry Hamby. And I rattle off, I need to talk to you. And he called me back. And I said, why did I call you, Jerry? He's probably thinking, you're an idiot. So what do I do? Larry, I love you too. So now what do? I call him, leave a voicemail, and why I call him. And then I ask him, remind me when you call me back. Christians are very forgetful, especially for what God has done. Just like 9 of the 10 lepers, this we just read, and who never came back to thank Jesus for healing their bodies. Only one came back, and Jesus said, foreigner. Why foreigner? Because he was a Samaritan. He was the mixed breed. And he's the only one had a healing of his soul because he had a worshipful gratitude to God. Reflect his wonderful track record in your life. Remember that time? All the things he has done for us. Yes, he seems like he does not come to you with the things you want. Was he faithful to meet all you need? Did you ever skip meal because he didn't provide? Did you ever had no place to go because he didn't allow you this place to sleep? There were times Karen and I had to rob the Peter and pay the Paul because our bills are stacking up faster than we could pay. But our Lord has been faithful to provide everything we need and some more for the last 22 years. He has a track record in my life, in Karen's life, that we can trust him. Can you see the pattern of his faithfulness in your and the care in your life? Don't forget all the things he has done. What makes you think that he was so faithful to you all this time and he said, okay, you used up your quota, so I'm done with you. I'm going to drop you. Would he ever teach you how to swim so he can let you be drowned in the middle of the ocean of difficulty? His past work will change the way we look at the things and the present situation as well as our future path. So remember this, what I said. If you are going to pray to Him, have a prayer journal. Write down what you are asking for. On the other side, whenever He answers, put the date and how He answered. You know why it's good for you? When you are in the right smack dab in the middle of that storm of your life, go back, look at the journal. How faithfully He proved Himself to you. The main reason why we are afraid of future is that we are not sure whether He is going to do what we want Him to do. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? Most of us who have been in the Lord some time know that His faithfulness is meeting our need. We don't doubt that. But would He do what we want? We're just not sure what getting what we want from Him. That is where the things get complicated. It becomes a struggle between trusting the Lord's faithfulness and expecting what we want from Him. We want God to do the things the way we want, the time we want. And if He doesn't do it, it's, He didn't meet my need. He did. You're still alive. You're still breathing. You're still eating. You're still sleeping in the place. To compare with the other believers in the other side of the world, the one who get beat up, the one who get killed, the one who gets shot, the one who gets stabbed. Do American believers of Jesus Christ have a really reason to complain? Then the next question would be, is it wrong to ask for what we want, our desire, and expect God to provide an answer? As long as our desire are the what God wants, then no, it's not wrong. The more we get to know Him, listen, the more we get to know Him, the more we desire what He desires, the less what we desire. So as we approach God to ask for the new blessings, we should never forget to say thanks for the blessings already given us. We should do just as definite in returning thanks as we are in requesting help. But many times we are not. We are quick to ask for help and we are slow to give thanks. So if we let's make an example. If this is our prayer list, give thanks is about here, that much. And the rest of them is what we want, what I want, what I want, what I want. Am I the only one? We are quick to give thanks. We are quick to give Him the prayer list, prayer request, and very shy when it comes to praise report. Sometimes it can be difficult because we feel as though we have been neglected, we've been dealt with a bad hand in life, and there are things happen to us that we don't understand. While other Christians getting all these blessings, while other people have a healthy life and you have a horrible health, while other people's buying a second, a third BMW, your clunker is going down the drain. While other people are living in the luxury life, you can barely make ends meet. And you wonder why. And you wonder why are you blessing them but you are not blessing me. I don't know. But God is God. He will answer you. There's something we need to remember. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, please. First Thessalonians chapter 5. In everything, give thanks. What does it say? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So it is the will of God to give Him thanks from our heart every day. The last reason why I like to bring it to you is a four-word reason. Four-word reason. Let's get the Hebrews 13:15. Hebrews 13:15. And some of you might think that, well, you're a pastor because they probably God take care of you every extra way. Really? You don't know what's happening in my life. When I started church about 9 years ago, I didn't have a whole lot of white hair. Guess what? I have a lot of white hairs. Therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. As we live in this world, it doesn't take a whole lot of time to figure out that some things and some people cannot be trusted. Politicians, right? And the stock market. And media people. And guess who else? Ourselves. Can you trust yourself? I don't trust myself. Absolutely no reason to trust myself. But when we give thanks to God, we are reminded of one whom, in whom we can trust, and next we can trust the next chapter of our life. Now, easy for me to give thanks when everything goes our way. Don't you think? It's so much easier when your car is running well, you're making ends meet well, and you, everybody likes you. Of course it's easy to give thanks to Him. That's like Jesus said about the widow's two mites. Remember? She put everything she had, two pennies, into offering box. And Jesus said to His disciple, she gave more than all the others. Because out of abundance, the rich people, out of abundance, they give to God. But this woman, that's all she had, she gave to God. It's not the how much you give, it's how much you sacrifice. But we don't know that we ever will fully know what is good and what is bad. Let's think about this. How do you know the bad things happening to you is really bad in the end? How do you know that good things happen to you now is really good things in the future? As you look back in time, you will be able to say the Lord knew what He was doing. About 2 years ago, two years, or maybe almost 3 years ago, a person from somehow we got the contact. This person donated the land. As you guys know, the property. It's out in the Tress, was Avenue Tress, and the Collyhorn area. It's with the mobile home. It's a cute mobile home. And we went there and we got excited. So it's originally he told us it's a 10-acre. So, wow. We can have a church, we can have a Christian school out there, and all these things. And we went there, we looked around and said, is this people in our land? Later, we found out it was a kind of long, narrow, it was 4-point-some acres. And it was not 10 acres. And about 60-some percent was in the wash. If you have a horse, if you have an ATV, it would be perfect place. And the area still usable is kind of a little bit angled. So, and we had a work day. Many people showed up with excitement. And then we had another work days, and to postpone because it was during the monsoon time. And I was sitting at the corner of the lot and just make sure nobody go there, wait for us, and doing my thing, spiritual whining. I asked the Lord, why did you give this land that commercially useless? He knows my thing, so when I whine, I do good job. I whine well. And just, why do we have? However, I said this because I remember his track record. You don't make a mistake. Whatever reason you gave this to us, we'll see how it's going to turn out. And because it's been vacant for some time, last about 8 months, it's been challenging. I was to the point, what do we do with this pain thing, pain in the side? Because there was somebody who was continuously vandalizing. Whole desert floor is that they can go out, smoke the dope if they want to. But they choose to come into this house, break into the house, break things, and smoke the dope in there. I was thinking, maybe I'll just stay there with my M4 and my handgun. Just let him come in, see, and make it as a trespassing. And anyway, that was a carnal side of me to saying again. We didn't know what to do. It cost us over $5,000. To repair the things. And we was to the point it's like it's become more liability than worth. And the situation happened, and you guys know the Smith, Tina and Barry Smith. Sometime long ago, obviously the Lord spoke to them. God's going to use their property for the glory of God. Tina brought it to my attention. Why don't we swap? Okay, let me think about it. They have a 4.2 some acre in the right off the Helmet Peak Road, and they have a well. We don't have a well. We have a home. Let me think. So we got the things done. We have a contract. This is not done by any human. This is done by God. So when I was sitting inside my truck, whining, asking God, but I remind myself, you never make a mistake. There are several people in our church who foot the bill. And we have to pay them back. Of course, they did the right thing. They put the bill without an interest indefinite time. We will not start a church, we will not start building project until we pay them back, every one of them, every cent. And we will have our first service in the open field in January in that place. I know Jerry Hamby said it's going to be cold. We'll put the wall around him so he can be warmed up. Yeah, with the weather, you never know. It might be just 80 degrees. Oh, I didn't change this. I'm sorry. Go ahead, write it down. I'm sorry. No, I was right. I'm right. I'm running ahead. God will take the events of our lives, do the good things and so-called bad things, and put them all in the oven of adversity. When it's all done, sometimes it takes much longer than we realize. It is good. And what may seem bad today, actually, may turn out to be good tomorrow. And we need to trust God. So that property with a cute mobile home, but it was kind of, to us, for commercial side, it was useless. But it was perfect for the Smith family. God blessed them, and God blessed our church. To give thanks, we must recognize God is the control of all circumstances surrounding our lives. We must realize God loves us and always looking out for His our eternal benefit. Even if we are presently going through difficulty. So we must remember that God is wiser than we are. Do you agree? Do you think your IQ can be compared with His? And He is always dealing with us for our best and eternal good. For sometimes what is good for us is eternally not easy for us. And eternally and temporarily. And God will make that decision and work in our lives. Folks, there's so much things to give thanks to God. So when was the last time you give thanks to Him other than the lip service? Let's not wait until next year, Thanksgiving. Let every day be Thanksgiving Day to Him. Let's stand up and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, we praise You, we adore You. First of all, thank You for putting up with us. Thank You for saving us. Thank You for guiding us. We love You, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.